This is JIS News. Coming up, the Electoral Commission takes steps to prevent dual citizens from being nominated. Prime Minister symbolically opens Angels to Linstead leg of North-South Highway, and Tourism Ministry releases findings of its demand study. The details after the break.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. The Electoral Commission of Jamaica, ECJ, has introduced a safeguard to ensure that candidates nominated to represent political parties in the upcoming general elections are legally qualified to do so. Director of Elections Orit Fisher says nomination forms now feature a section where all candidates must declare that they are fully eligible to offer themselves for the office of Member of Parliament. This measure is intended to prevent a reoccurrence of the situation which unfolded after the 2007 general elections, where several members of Parliament were disqualified after being found to hold dual citizenship. Under Section 39 of the Representation of the People Act, which governs general elections, holders of dual citizenship are not eligible to be elected a member of the House of Representatives.
By declaring his or her eligibility, if it later turns out to be a false declaration, then the candidate is now guilty of making a false declaration.
Making a false declaration is a criminal offense. Mr. Fisher was speaking at a press conference at the ECJ St. Andrew office Thursday. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller on Thursday symbolically commissioned the section of the North-South Highway from Angels just outside Spanish Town to Linstead in St. Catherine. The recently built roadway will be open to the public for travel as of Monday, February 8, and will be free of cost temporarily. Speaking at the symbolic opening ceremony, the Prime Minister said the highway provides Jamaicans with the option of bypassing the often dangerous Bogwalk Gorge, which for centuries has been the main thoroughfare for persons travelling from Kingston to the North Coast.
Today, we signal the dawning of a new day in travel and economic development with the opening of the Angels to Linstead section of the North-South Highway. This is an indication of my government's commitment to modernizing Jamaica. We are building first world infrastructure and providing first world services for the Jamaican people.
The Prime Minister says the ultra-modern alternative to the Bogwalk Gorge will assist in providing economic opportunities for growth and job creation. The government, as part of the agreement for the $720 million US dollar highway development, has made lands available to develop a China Harbor Engineering Company for hotels, housing, and commercial projects. The Tourism Ministry recently released the findings of a demand study conducted to identify supply for certain goods and services within the tourism sector. The study was undertaken by the Center for Leadership and Governance, CLG, at the Mona campus of the University of the West Indies and funded by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, at a cost of $8.6 million. Results from the study suggest that the demand for goods and services within the tourism sector is mainly being satisfied by local suppliers.
The study shows that local distributors are predominant suppliers of processed foods, fixtures and fittings, and paper products to hotels. Their demand for office and stationery supplies, chemicals, cosmetics and pharmaceuticals is shared by local distributors and foreign suppliers.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill. He says the ministry will be working closely with various agencies, ministries and local suppliers to address the constraints and limitations and will be looking at recommendations of the study to help suppliers in meeting demand. Meanwhile, findings from the study also suggest that importation still constitutes a reasonable proportion of expenditure on specific products, resulting in monetary leakages.
The annual leakage due to imports amounts to Jamaican $65.4 billion in the manufacturing sector and between Jamaican $1.6 billion and $5 billion in the agricultural sector.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill says the ministry is paying keen attention to these figures because it serves to underscore the fact that there are tremendous opportunities for local producers. He says, however, that with proper planning and smart linkages within the local economy, the leakages can be reduced in order to retain economic benefits for tourism. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.